like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeart Media. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Every January 25th, proud Scots from Edinburgh to Shanghai celebrate the life and literary genius of the 18th century Scottish poet Robert Burns through a beloved tradition called Burns Night. Ranging from formal ceremonies with kilted bagpipers to small gatherings of old friends, a good Burns Night often has three things in common: a bottle of good Scotch whiskey, readings of classic Burns poems and songs, and a fat and juicy haggis. It's hard to overstate the heroic status of Burns in Scottish cultural psyche. Born on January 25th of 1759, not only was Burns the author of some 550 songs and poems, including Auld Lang Syne, the second most sung song in the world after Happy Birthday, and favorites like My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose, he was also a man of the people, a lifelong farmer, known as the Heaven-Top Plowman, or the Plowman Poet. Burns' poems are some of the first taught in Scottish primary schools, and his dashing portrait is plastered on posters nationwide, like Che Guevara or John F. Kennedy. Before the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Alistair Braidwood, creator and host of the Scots Wha Hae podcast, a show about Scottish culture. He said, "The fact that we can project different aspects of a national identity onto this figure has allowed him to endure. You could say Scotland is a hard-drinking country, and Burns did that. Or Scotland is a socially liberal country, and he was that. There's something about him, the man and his poetry, that people can tap into." Burns is celebrated all year in Scotland, but a special veneration is reserved for his birthday. It started just a few years after Burns' untimely death at just 37 years of age from rheumatic fever, when his close friends gathered for a memorial supper in his honor. From there, the tradition spread across Scotland and eventually the world. Wherever you find a Scot on January 25th, you'll likely find a Burns night. Formal suppers are held at the some 250 official Burns clubs worldwide, and various restaurants and private individuals host suppers too. The main attraction of Burns Night is the Burns Supper, And the star of the supper is undeniably the haggis. Haggis is a type of sausage made of offal meats, often including the heart, liver, and lung of sheep, and sometimes other animals, that are simmered and minced up, then combined with onion, about an equal portion of oats to meats, and beef suet, then seasoned with things like salt, pepper, coriander, ginger, nutmeg, allspice, and bay, and finally stuffed in either a sheep's stomach or a sausage casing, and boiled until semi-firm. It's often a large dish cut tableside, with the crumbly interior dished out family style. A burn supper begins with opening remarks by the host and the recitation of the Selkirk Grace, a traditional thanks of the Scots language. It's associated with Burns because he's said to have translated it to English on the spot at a dinner for the Earl of Selkirk. It goes, "As some have meat and cannot eat, some cannot eat that want it. But we have meat and we can eat, so let the Lord be thanked." After that, the haggis is brought out with great fanfare, sometimes accompanied by a parade of bagpipes. Which brings us to everyone's favorite part of the night, the recitation of Address to a Haggis. Written in the Scots language, like many of Burns' works, this poem is a humorous hymn to the iconic dish, in which Burns scoffs at the high cuisine of the French and praises the rustic strength of haggis-fed men. It really does sound best in its original Scots, but since I don't speak that, here's the opening in translation. "Good luck to you and your honest plump face, great chieftain of the sausage race." The poem is meant to be recited with gusto, complete with dramatic and sometimes bawdy hand gestures. For a non-bawdy example, there's a part where Burns describes cutting open the haggis. Again, in English, "His knife see the serving man wipe, then cut you up with effort slight, making a trench in your entrails bright just like a ditch. And then, oh, what a glorious sight, warm, steaming, rich." Upon these words, the orator slits open the haggis from top to bottom, revealing its piping hot, spiced, sausagey innards. Braidwood said, "It's just a great fun poem apart from everything else. I've seen people really give it their all when they're doing the address to a haggis, and you've got the cutting open of the haggis right there in the poem. It almost tells you how to enjoy a good Burns night." And that's not the only speech. Burns famously appreciated women. He fathered 12 children, only 9 with his wife. And the toast to the lassies is a chance for one intrepid guest to use some snippets of Burns' verse to praise and poke fun at the ladies in attendance. They have to be careful, though, because it's the women who get the last laugh with their bespoke reply to the toast to the lassies. This is usually written and delivered by one of those ladies in attendance. But it's all in good fun. The evening ends with everyone holding hands and singing Auld Lang Syne. You can check out our whole episode about that song from December 31st of 2020, but basically, this is an old Scots language song that Burns set down as a poem about old friends meeting up over drinks and reminiscing about the good old days. A fitting cap on an evening of celebrating this man of the people. Today's episode is based on the article "Get Out the Haggis, It's Burns Night" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Dave Ruse. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.